this week we're supposed to think of two things that we appreciate about one of our family members. And I thought about Megan when she was with us. I remember she always sometimes would have her things, you know, little problems and stuff, but she always wanted to do what's right, and it was just an example to see that always, no matter what, it seemed she just wanted to do what was right. I also thought of Randall. He seems a lot of times he gets into all kinds of different things, and it's neat that he tries to get good at whatever he does, and I think that's neat.
I thought about Abby and Isabel. They really try hard to help out, and their enthusiasm and whatever they do is encouraging to me as well. And just, yeah, they're good sisters.
I thought about Micah. He doesn't get upset with other children as easy, and he's just pretty patient with them. And Abigail, she gets up early, like every morning, and she makes my lunch, does a lot of stuff, and she's pretty good too.
I thought about, first of all, all three of my brothers, just something else growing up with them, all that I've learned. You know, they're all have their own different, you know, things, but just, and you know, probably a lot of what we've learned is when we didn't agree with each other, and also I really thankful for the example of my mom. I see so many times that she denies herself even when she's right, and I can just see that self-denial. That's a really good example.
I thought about, I'm thankful for all my family members. I could say something about all of them, but I'm really thankful for my father and my mother. They've done so much for me and showed me a lot of things and taught me how to just work and be a man.
I'm thankful for my parents because they make mistakes sometimes, but they're always wanting to do the best they can, and they do a good job of it. And then my brothers, I really appreciate them because, well, here's a story. The other day we were in the shop, and there was this customer that had came to the shop, and he's this guy that jokes and everything really much. He's a nice guy. Here, there was a different truck on the list, and he was like, you know, how are you going to get that truck, get my truck on, because there's another truck on there already. And so we were trying to get that truck off really fast, and I ran and then ducked under something and kind of slipped and went onto my knees and got up, and I noticed Maury kind of looking at me just like with this face that I could tell he was laughing. And then afterwards, I went up, kind of unbumped him, and just kind of frowned at him a little bit, joking. And he just started laughing. He knew exactly what I was talking about. It was funny.
I'm thankful for Hans and Arthur because they both teach me how to do things and help me to learn. And I'm also thankful for Evangeline because she helps do chores so that we have time to work on the farm. And she does it without complaining.
I'm thankful that since Roger and Randall are in the rabbit business with me, it's nice that when something goes wrong and they're working in the shop and I'm trying to get it figured out, I can just go and ask one of them. And Randall knows a lot about the rabbits and all, and so I can ask him. And I like how when I'm working in the shop too and there's something I need to know about, I can ask Maury, and he tells me.
I'm thankful for Mom and Dad raising me up and teaching me what's right and what's wrong, and for all my brothers and sisters, and Uncle David for always there, always look up for him, always giving advice, making jokes, always doing something. Really appreciate it.
I thought of my brother and sister, Tim and Joy. Every time I need something, every time I'm having a hard time, they're always there to help me and pick me back up and help me out with whatever I need.
Well, I'm thankful for all my brothers and sisters, but I'm really thankful for my parents. They helped me through life and just taught me a lot of stuff and about how to be a good Christian and be a good man, work hard and everything. And Chloe, I guess, you know, she kind of gets in those giggly fits sometimes, and she likes animals a lot. And one time she was feeding the pigs, and there's a turtle I was a little bit off in the pond, and she came back in the house all out of breath. She said, "I tried to catch a turtle, but it just outran me. Got to the pond before I did." And another time we had some lambs we were feeding up. We didn't tell her that we were going to eat them for Thanksgiving dinner. We went to load them up to take them to let the guy butcher for Thanksgiving. She asked what we were doing with them. We told him she's going to be eating tomorrow night at Grandma's. She kind of started crying a little bit, but just she got a kind heart towards everything. Just kind of, I don't know, just she's got probably the nicest heart out of all the girls. So
I like Emily because she's a kind, hard worker, and I like Molly because she's kind to us little children.
My family is amazing. My mom and brother and sister. And I got a little something to say about each one of them. My mom, she just takes care of us every day. She makes us smoothies every morning. You know, they're real healthy. And just, she's a support, you know, constant support. And she's the one who brought us here. And she takes care of David. And she's a real blessing. And then my brother Corbin, or Brianna, I'll start with Brianna because she's older than Corbin, but we'll go down the line. Brianna, like just last night, little things like this, she takes care of David too. Like David was sick, and I was going over, David actually said, "Oh yeah, Brianna's got supper for you." Just kind of volunteered me over, and turns out Brianna wasn't fixing supper. She was making soup for David, and she was going to take it to David. Well, anyway, she made enough for me, and then I went ahead took that to David. And I just, little things like that just really makes me think about how we love one another and take care of each other. And then Corbin is like an example, I guess. He is really generous and helps people out. Like on Saturday a couple weeks ago, actually it was the Saturday after Molly and I had talked the Sunday before, and well, I was planning on having Molly over on Saturday. You know, we were gonna spend the day together and work in the garden and whatever. And well, all of a sudden during the week, Corbin was like, "Oh, I need to get a crew together. There's a guy that needs help on Saturday," and I was like, "Oh boy, that was my special day." And, well, anyway, there was a guy that had a kit house that you put together. It comes, you know, and you assemble it. And, well, it turns out his help that was going to help him several years ago never showed up, and it was just this disaster. Just his old dad, you know, partly crippled, and his wife trying to, and a child, you know, a teenager trying to put this thing together, and it was falling, you know, getting lost to the elements. And so Corbin had the heart to help that guy out, and we went and on that Saturday, and the girls ended up coming, Molly and Heidi and Megan, and Hans helped too, so that was a great day. But anyway, that's my brother's heart. And he's also good for, you know, tackling me when I need a little bit of restraint and things like that, you know, growing up, so.
Next week, for next week, bring an example, the difference how a boy versus a man would react to a situation or a decision they would make, just the difference of a mature decision or an immature decision or choice.